So weiter in Shema is the Inyan Baruch Shem. So we're just saying Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam V'Olam. We just got it. What? Exactly. So we're connected to the parasha of Parshas Vayechi. Why do we say Baruch Shem K'vod Malchus Olam V'Olam, and why quiet? We'll see. And why quiet? Why quiet? So it's a Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav. Gemara in Pesachim, Shteit Azai. Listen carefully. Sagt Gemara Azai. Ve'anan, my time Armino Lai. Why do we say Baruch Shem? Kedidar Shimon ben Lakish, Dama Shimon ben Lakish, Vayikra Yankoev al Bonov, Vayomer he Osfu, Vagido Lachem. This week first, I think of Oxedra. He Osfu Vagido Lachem. Speakage Yakoev Legali Slobonov Kate Hayomin. Give up Legalizine the Kates. Vinistalkum Imenu Shchina. He forgot Kilu. Omar Shemachas Shalim, Yesh Bimitasi Psul. Kavram, Shiatim and Yishmoel, Vaavi Yitzchak, Shiatim and Esav, Amrulai Bonav, Ne, Shmaisal, Shemokeno Shemachot, Amru Kashem, Shain Balipcha, Ela Echad, Kach, Ein Balibeno, Ela Echad, Boys Ashah, Pasach Yanke, Vavino Amar, Baruch Shem, Kivamachusel, Elam Void, Amri Abonim, Hechinav, Yankev responded, Baruch Shem. So now the Rabbanan said, Hechinav, what should we do nowadays? Nimrinu, should we say it like Amru Moshe Rabbeinu? Not in the parasha of Shema. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it when he wrote the Torah. Loi Nimrinu, if we shouldn't say it, Amru Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu did say it when he was saying Shema. The next pasuk is Baruch Shem. Hiskinu shiu imrim oisa b'chashai. So we say it quietly. Pshara. Now, I have to explain that. Then there's a mashal. The mashal is very shver. Amr Yitzchak, Amri Deber Rami, mashal Bas Melech, Sheiricha Tzike Kedera. She smelled some beans from a Kedera. In Toymar, if she says she wants it, Yesh Lagnai. You're Bas Melech. You're yelling out that you want beans. Loi Toymar, Yesh Latzar. Gnai versus Tzar. Sure. She whispered, bring it up. And she got it, but she didn't have to make a fool of herself. Mashal, what's the mashal? What's going on over here? Oh. This is the Rambam. When the Rambam brings down this Gemara, Lashon Rambam Zazoy. Rambam is in Hilchos Kriyas Shma. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Veloma Karin Kain. Masaris Hibiadenu. Shibisha Shekibait Yaakov Avinu as Bonav Bimitrayim. Bishas Misasoi. Tsivam Vizirzam Ayichod Hashem Valder Hashem Shahalach Ba Bonav Bimitrayim. Bishas Misasoi. Tsivam Vizirzam Ayichod Hashem. So, like this, we're talking about Baruch Shem Kvam Achus and Lomah. This is what we're up to, and it fits with the parasha as well. So Yaakov Avinu, Rashi says, and the Gemara Pesachim says, he was mevakesh legalis es haketz. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, tzivam vizirzam al yichud Hashem. On the yichud of Hashem. So, why don't you come over here so I don't have to look all the way. Tzivam vizirzam al yichud Hashem. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri asks, the Gemara says he wanted to be Megal of the Kates. The Rambam says, Tziva Vizirzam al Yichud Hashem. What's going on? So, the Pshat in this whole story is like this. It's unbelievable Pshat. And especially with what we said last week, B'negeah, what does it mean, Shema Yisrael? So he said, Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah's Omach Shemai means the Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem, which we said means there's no other Koyach in the Bria except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Sefer Das Tvunis is Masbir, we said last week, that the whole Ishtalshlos of the Bria was that Ribbono Shel Olam hid himself in the Bria. He hid himself, and we're supposed to go and chop away, chisel away at the cover of the Ribbono Shel Olam until eventually there's the Giloy that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no United States of America, there's no Russia, there's no China, there's no North Korea. Everything, all the powers of the Ribbono Shel Olam is just Ribbono Shel Olam. And you're supposed to chisel away at that in the Golos. You're supposed to constantly remember this Yichur Hashem until eventually we nizgala b'yom o'i Hashem echad shmo echad l'asad l'avad. That's the shtal shlos of the Bria. Rav Dessler puts it amazing, Lashon on it. He says the Bria was yesh me'ayin. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam made ayin me'yesh. The Bria was yesh me'ayin. The Bria was, there was nothing in the Ribbono Shel Olam made a whole Bria. Then right away, the Ribbono Shel Olam made ayin meyesh. He took the whole Bria and he hid himself from it. He put himself away from the Bria, so now he doesn't exist. So it's like he's out of the Bria now. And now we have to go find him there. And that's the job. That's the Yichud Hashem. And this is the whole Hishtalshlus of the Bria. This is the purpose. When it says Bikesh Yaakov, the Galus is Aketz. Who cares the Galus is Aketz? You're going to tell us that it's going to happen in the year Tavshin Ayin Zayin, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Why is that important? What it means is, like the Rambam says, he wants to tell us the secret for what the Ketz is going to look like. The Ketz is going to look like you're going to see Yichud Hashem. You're going to see the whole Bria is going to come out. This is going to be pure Yichud Hashem. So he wanted to be Migala now. What's the Ketz going to look like? You're going to see the clear Yichud Hashem. That's what the Rambam says Beferish. Tzivam v'zirzam al Yichud Hashem v'al derech Hashem shahalach bo'avim yitzaka. So Yaakov Avinu asks the children, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehechanu nivra.
Amen.
He says, I want to be Megala this. And all of a sudden, it's Nistalak Mimenu Shechina. What does it mean, Nistalak Mimenu the Shechina? It means that he wasn't able to give it over. It wasn't the right time. He couldn't give over the behirus, the clarity of the Yichud Hashem. He couldn't give it over. So why did he think he couldn't give it over? He thought he couldn't give it over because there's a problem in the children. There's a pagam b'banov. Mitzad them. They are not on the madriga to see the Ribbono Shel Olam on that level of Yichud. They see all sorts of other things. So he says, Pen Yesh Bi Pagam, just like Avram Avinu had a Pagam. There was Yishmael, Yitzchak had a Pagam, Esav. So there's a Pagam. Because that's why I can't explain it. And they said, no. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're all Kishem Sheim Belibcha El Echad, Kachin Belibinu El Echad. We also know there's only Echad. We also know there's only Echad. So immediately, what do you say? Okay, so let's say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. What is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed? The Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Hanhaga of Hashem. The Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed means you already see the Malchus. Hashem Echad is, Hashem is one, but we don't see it. We know it, we try to understand it, but the more you understand, but you don't see it. You know, you can't really understand it fully. Rashi says it means Hashem, which in this world is Elokeinu, in the future world would be Hashem Echad. But right now it's only Elokeinu, only we see it. Only we know it, other Umay Sa'ilam don't. So the fact that there's other Umay Sa'ilam there that don't see it, right? The fact that there's other Umay Sa'ilam that don't see it, Kufa takes away from the Yichud. Because there's other things. Only Lassad Lava would be Hashem Echad. So Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Lailam Vedin means you could already be Mevarech the Malchus now. So Yaakov Avinu said, good. So if Ein Beli Beinu Ala Echad, so let's say Baruch Shem. No, that's not the time. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it in the Torah. It means Moshe Rabbeinu holds it's not the time right now to say it. So Tikmu Lomer Bechashoy. He said, say it b'chashoy. So what's saying it b'chashoy? Saying b'chashoy quietly means the following. Saying quietly means, I want to see it. I want to see it. But nice, I can't. It's not the time. So we say it out of a tshuka to be able to gain clarity in the Achdus Hashem. But Lamaisa, we can't see it now. So Mamela, we say it quietly. So the tshuka is there to say it. We want to. It's not the time. It's higher because it's the Malchus. The Malchus means the Hanhaga itself will be Echad. The Hanhaga itself, we see the full covered of the Malchus. Like it says, Kozman Amalek is around. Ain Hashem Shalim, Ain Akise Shalim.
So in Rosh Moshe, that brings on there, and other, that it's just like it's a lower Madrega, so it's also plural. All the words in Baruch Shem, it's Baruch, you have Mevorach, and Baruch, they're all duality. Shema Yisrael, it's all the...
Yeah, but it's the Gilui of it, though. The Baruch Shem is the Gilui of the Malchus. It's the Gilui of the Yichud.
You could try to achieve it as an individual.
Right. Right. So yeah, that's also...
That's why Yom Kippur, you all say...
Oh, I'm saying, why is that why? Because what takes away our Yichud Hashem? What takes away our ability to see the Yichud Hashem? It's because we're involved in all sorts of other things in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Haba, the Yichud Hashem is clear. So Malachim, say Baruch Shem. Only this world, where we're involved in all sorts of other things, we're involved in a lot of other things, this world, we're involved in other things, that takes away our ability to see the Yichud. Yom Kippur, when we're raised above this world, then we can go back to seeing the Yichud, the Malchus Hashem. But this is all one process of being Megala, the Yichud Hashem, and the Bria. It's clear, I think, I understood from this Gemara clearly that Baruch Hashem is a higher Darga, that we're not roy to say it yet. That's why only Malachim say it. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash they said it. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the makom of the Gilui of Hashem. Klapi that makom. Now, the emes is like this. That, so what's found in the mashal? The mashal is a very strange mashal. The Bas Melech, it says in the Gemara, Hiricha Tzike Ktera, she wanted some beans. She doesn't want to ask for Barabim because it's embarrassing. You're a queen, you want to yell out, I want beans? But she wants it. She doesn't ask for it, she's going to be mitzdayer. So she told her servant and she got it secretly. What does it have to do with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus? So I think Pshat is because for us to say out loud, we see the Malchus Hashem, it's a busha. This is the Malchus, you think this is it? What you're seeing now is an embarrassment to call that the Malchus Hashem. You don't see the full Malchus now. So you want to see it, you can't call this the Malchus Hashem. It doesn't pass to call what you see in this world with all the other tzaris and all the Hester Panim to call this the Malchus Hashem. But we can't not say anything because we have a tshuka to see it. We have a tshuka to want to see it. So mele we say it b'chashoy to show we want the tshuka, we want to be able to see it as much as we can, but we know this is not the real thing. I think maybe that's shot in the mashal. So, now I saw a beautiful pshat in the. So it comes out according to this. What's the kavana that you're supposed to have? You're supposed to have the kavana, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, which is only Elokeinu in this world, will eventually be Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem, Lasad Lavoi, will see the full Yichud. So Hashem Echad means Hashem is the only Koyach in the Bria. And that Gilui of the Malchus will be Nizgala to everybody. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Lo'elam Vod. And when it comes on Lo'elam Vod, there will be a time that the cover of the Malchus, will be Mavarach by everybody. Right now, there's no cover of the Malchus in that sense. Oh. Now, the emphasis is there's another Gemara. The Gemara is Mashma. See, over here it's Mashma. The Moshe Rabbeinu was not Masakin to say it at all. And Yaakov Avinu did say it. So we say it b'chashoy. But there's another Gemara, there's a shtickle steer to that. That the Gemara's mashma, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was misakin to say it. Just not all the time. That's the way the Medrash brings it, a little different, k'nech. But Kitzer, so in the Ben Yoyada, he says the following, in the Mar Psachim, he says, in the Chanami, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to Taka say it, but only in the Beis HaMikdash. Only when it was clear the Yichud Hashem out of the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't misakin to say it at all. So we say it only B'lachash, because there was a Zman that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to say B'goli. But he wasn't always misakin to say it. So Mimela, we say B'lachash is just, again, like that, like the Gemara. We have a Tshuka to get to that point to be able to see the clear Yichud Hashem. That's the point. So this tefillah Baruch Hashem is very, very, very powerful tefillah, because really we're not right to say it. It was only the giloi to the banim of Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu thought it was the right time to be megala it, right? Now, so what does that mean, Lamaisa? What that means is that the giloi of the Kates really is, in this world, is that a person should see that everything that happens is a process to get us to that Kates. To get, it's all process of being megala the Yichud Hashem. It's all one big process to be megala the Yichud Hashem. So with this, it leads into the next thing. Beautiful pshat from the Sefer Siach Yitzchak. He says the following. The next thing we say right after Baruch Shem, we say V'ahavta. V'ahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. You should have Avas Hashem. So frek the Siach Yitzchak, which is in the Siddur Agra, said, what type of mitzvah is that? You can't command it. If you have Ava, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Well, what's the mitzvah? Yesh mitzvah kazot? Ava Hashem. Yesh lecha Ava o lo? Im ken ken, lo lo. Ma mitzvah zot? So, just like this. So he says, if someone, let's say, has a teacher, and the kid comes home every day with the teacher, and you really want that the kid should like the Rebbe or the teacher, say the teacher, whatever. He should really love the Rebbe. If he loves the Rebbe, he's going to learn Geshmak, he's going to learn good. Comes, I don't like this Rebbe. You don't like this Rebbe. Why don't you like this Rebbe? Because this Rebbe didn't give me a good grade on the test. Okay. And this Rebbe made me chaz over the Mishnah 10 times. I don't like this Rebbe. So now, what are you going to tell the kid? You could either tell the kid you should like him anyway. That's not going to work so stark. Because he doesn't like him. So what are you going to tell him to like him? He thinks that the Rebbe baveled him. And Mimela, he's going to be angry at the Rebbe. So you could say, you have to like the Rebbe. So the kid's going to say, I like the Rebbe. And then when he leaves you, he's going to say, I don't like the Rebbe. Right? So what does it help to say, no, command, you have to like the Rebbe? So what do you tell the kid? You sit down and say, listen, kid, let me explain to you something. You know Chaz the Mishnah 10 times, you're not going to know it. Your Rebbe really wants you to know the Mishnah. That's why he's making you Chazer 10 times. So really, the Rebbe wants me to know it? Yeah, that's why he makes you Chaz the Mishnah 10 times. And you'll see, if you Chaz the Mishnah 10 times, you're going to know it really good. And even if you know it so well, I'll fahar you on the Mishnah, you know, I'll pay, you get a dollar. Oh, it's amazing. I love this Rebbe. It's giving you opportunity to get a dollar. A shaykh. This Rebbe is amazing. It says, if Rebbe wouldn't give you a bad grade on the test and you think you don't have to study, now you chazer, you're going to know the Mishnah. If you get 100 on the test because you chazer, I'm going to give you a dollar. Really? Wow, this great Rebbe. If I chazer, it's good. I'm going to get a dollar. All of a sudden, Rebbe's gevaldik. Right? So, a method to explain, to tell the kids, say you like the Rebbe now. Well, it's not pretty useless. No, you explain to the child why the Rebbe loves him, why what the Rebbe is doing is good, right? So, Zakta Siach Yitzchak. If there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, what that means is we're supposed to understand that everything the Rebbe Shalom is doing for us is for our good. So, Mimela, the Pasuk Baruch Shem means everything is Hester Panim to get us to the point of the Gilui of the Malchus. Everything is here in order to get to that goal. So everything is here for the ultimate purpose of bringing out the Geula where we're going to be at that state of the complete Toiv. So it takes hardships to get there. So there's a little bit of Hester Panim, but all that Hester Panim is to get us to the point of Gilui Kates, Gilui the Kates. Like the Rambam says, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Kates. Why does Rambam say it? Sivam al Yichud Hashem. The Gilui of the Kates is the Hainu Hach of Yichud Hashem. It's telling me, no, it's all Hashem's words. It's all Hashem getting us to that place. It's the Ribbono Shel telling, being, giving us the opportunities to get to where we have to get to the ultimate toif. So everything in this world is Hester upon him, but ultimately to get us to the toif. So after a person said Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, that a person got to the Madrega of clarity and got to the Madrega of Yichud, then the person could go ahead and say Va'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Then you could have Avas Hashem, because now you can realize no, everything's taka good. So the mitzvah Avas Hashem is not stam Avas Hashem. No, first is Yichud Hashem. There's Yichud that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything is for your good. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. He's controlling everything. He didn't. The reason that this boss fired you is because you need to get a job somewhere else. You need to have that yisurim. You need to do whatever it is. And Mamela, now, oh, wow, I can have Avas Hashem now. So the Yichud helps for the Ava. That's exactly Siach Yitzchak. Beautiful pshat. Now, I saw, we spoke this out last time in Avarab, a beautiful part from Rabbi Kiveger, that when it says, Kimayim ponim upon him, kein leiv adam, that a person feels to another person the way that they feel that the other person looks at them. If I think you're looking at me with a bad look, I look at you not good. If I think you love me, then I love you back. So the mitzvah of Avas Hashem at the night and the day, right? After we say by Shachas and Ma'ariv, what do we say right before it? In Shachas we say Haboicher Esam Yisrael Ahava, and by night we say Oyev Esam Yisrael. So before we end off saying Hashem loves us, Hashem loves us. Oh, now we have the mitzvah of Avas Hashem back to Him. That Hashem loves us means everything is for our good. Then we say Yichud. Everything's really Ribbono Shel Olam controlling the Bria, directing it towards Giloy Kates, directing it towards this Giloy of the Yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the ultimate purpose. And that's going to bring out our Tov. The Sefer Charedim has a merdeka piece on the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. But he says over there, scary, scary Zach. He says like this. The Gemara says, I had learned this Charedim. It was like, sorry. Now just now, the Charedim I saw a few months ago, but then I saw it this afternoon. The Rav Schwab says it, B'Shem the Chafetz Chaim, but I saw it inside in the Charedim. The Charedim says that, you know, there's a halach, you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema without your tefillin. Now that tzitzis tells. Why? Because it's Meyit Sheker Be'atzmoy. Because you're saying, Hashem, you gave me a mitzvah tefillin, and you're saying it without tefillin. Right? The third parasha, you're talking about tzitzis. You're not wearing tzitzis, you're not wearing talis. So, Mamela, it's Meyid Sheker Ba'atzmoy. Right? So, Zokta Charedim, so if that's the case, how do you say, Ve'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokech, if you don't have Avas Hashem? It's even a bigger Meyid Sheker Ba'atzmoy. So when a person is about to say Va'afta is Hashem Elokecha, he has to be holding on the darg of Ava. If he's not holding on the darg of Ava, it's Meyid Sheker Ba'atzmoy. It's a stark. It's not a word. It's a what? Are you Loit Palet? No. So what you do is you say that that's where I'm going. I'm going to get there. But derech is a gam tov. Yeah, off and back.
So if you're close to this man, a kriya shema, and you don't have your tefillin yet, you shouldn't say it. You should still say kriya shema bizman.
Of course you should say kriya shema bizman. Okay, so this is an inyan. It's not against the mitzvah. So you shouldn't compromise the mitzvah for that.
Is it?
What? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it also says of Shach B'chov Kumecha. This is his man. But this is what he says. So that's the Charedim. The Sefer Charedim. Just saw it here. Oh, there it is. It's on the third shelf from the bottom. Yeah, right there. I'll read you the lawsuit. Sefer Haredim is split up by mitzvahs of the Evarim. Mitzvahs that you do with your mouth, mitzvahs you do with your lev, mitzvahs you do with your feet. So the Sefer Haredim is in mitzvahs that say, hey, perk test, hey. So he says, mitzvahs that say, le'ahoy v'sashem, sh'ne'amar, ve'ahavta es Hashem alokacha. Because of a Rambam, so we'll see this next week. How does a person do Avas Hashem? So he says you have to be thinking about Hashem all the time and be thinking about what the toivas that Hashem does for you. You should be constantly thinking about the toiva that Hashem does for you in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Now, he says, you surely have it all the time. Should really think about it all the time. You should think about it more. And he says here, he has a lot of beautiful things here. Wow. How he explains the darg of the Avas Hashem. Where does he say what I said he's in?
Saying Shema with your tomb.
Yeah, what is it? I don't see it here right now. Maybe it's in a different section. But basically, he goes on to explain that the Avas Hashem should take over a person, and that it's mechayev the person that he's always constantly thinking about the Avas Hashem, which means, in our shprach at least, means that he's constantly thinking about those ways that the Ribbono Shel Olam is helping him. The Ribbono Shel Olam is meitiv to him. And by thinking about the ways the Ribbono Shel Olam is meitiv to him, that's how he can fulfill this mitzvah. Okay, I have to find where he says this other piece that he said. I don't see it here right now. Oh. It's interesting. Yeah, it's not here right now. I'll have to find it. Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'll have to find it. I don't hear it here, sir. Fine. That's okay. I hope I'll find it. Either way, Schwab brings it down for the Chofetz Chaim. So.